homeless people were old in my mind, you know, older people who either old or very young, you know. So when we started the story, I thought it was going to be very difficult to find homeless students. But when we went to the Homeless Alliance, it kind of opened my eyes to the reality that there's a large population of homeless students. And there's a reason why you don't see them. You know, there's a reason why it's hard to find them and talk to them, because they don't want to be found and they don't want people to know that they're homeless.
And so, Nick, what were your preconceived notions about homelessness before you started this project?
As it pertains to college students, I didn't really think it was a real issue, to be honest with you. I really didn't. Because, you know, it's something that really goes under the radar, and I think there's a lot of people out there like me that don't know that this is a real issue. Our results, or what we found out, was pretty eye-opening. So, yeah.
But also the results are pretty misleading, because you have to put in a sort of address when you put in your college application. And so the numbers that we got from different, you know, surveys from different studies that were done in several parts of the country said, yeah, this is the number that we have, but predicting, you know, with the false information that students put, it could be, you know, double or triple the numbers that we're getting.
What was the most shocking or surprising thing that you heard, Savannah?
I think the most shocking thing that I heard was whenever I spoke with Savin, she was also a homeless youth. I mean, he's a transgender male, and he lived in Texas with his foster parents, and basically after he turned 18 years old and his check got cut off, they kicked him out of the house and they wouldn't allow him to see his younger brother. And so he became homeless. Transitioning was hard for him. Still, I don't think he's transitioned fully. He didn't have medication for his mental illnesses. He kind of became a nomad, and he moved to Oklahoma with his wife. And he said that they kind of just have a little community out there, and they help each other with what they have, and they try to share because nobody else is wanting to help them. And he said that he didn't like Oklahoma because there aren't as many resources as he said that there were in Texas.
There's so much about homelessness that people think, well, it's the guy standing out here on Western and I-40 with a piece of cardboard.
And a shopping cart.
Just saw him when I drove.
Yeah. Right. How do you think that the misconceptions of what you've seen in this story about what homelessness really is, how do they compare to that guy he's out there every day? And it may not be specifically the same guy, but, you know, there's always someone out there on Western and I-40.
Yeah.
Does homelessness look like him?
Homelessness can be in many forms. I feel like more than not, they're usually trying not to be out in the open. They're trying to be away from the public. They're trying to find shelter most of the day. You know, I don't think that most of them usually beg for money. A lot of the people we talked to said that
definitely not.
They were just trying to make it by what they had, and they weren't.
They're everyday, you know, their names are Ryan, Derek,
Savin.
They're people, they're humans who, who are doing just what you're doing every day right now. If you're listening right now, they are you and can be you at any given moment. And the reality is, that is the reality, you know, that I could be homeless tomorrow.